safety health products.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll free line. 10 months in prison is what one lady is receiving for deserting the military. And some are saying that that's fine, that it's, you know, we need to keep people in this organization who don't want to be there because unit cohesion is important. But then again, others are saying, well, that doesn't make sense because who would want to have a slacker in their unit or somebody who's morally opposed to what the unit is doing? How about instead...
Most of them seem to be saying that the biggest problem is that she didn't go about the paperwork in the right way.
Yes.
10 months. I have to pay for 10 months for her being in prison for 10 months as a taxpayer because she didn't fill out the right paperwork.
Some are saying there are ways to get out of the military that don't involve desertion that can get you out. It'll take several months, but you'll get out with a discharge that's not necessarily dishonorable, and that you just basically have to tell them you're not going to go through with this anymore, and that they'll make it life difficult on you, but then you're not deserting, so they can't get you with the desertion charge. So there's all that. And then we had one guy last hour suggest that if somebody like that were forced to stay in his unit, and that's what he said he supported, was that they stay in the military, that he would just put them on point, so they would end up probably dying if that were the case.
He suggested it might be from friendly fire.
He did suggest that. Let's continue with your calls and your thoughts at 855-450-FREE and go to Marshall, listening to WNIS in Virginia. Hello, Marshall.
Hello, how are you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to touch on the whole desertion thing and
yes, sir.
Maybe try to clear some air on some of this. You had mentioned someone had talked about just smoking a joint and getting out, and some people saying, oh, well, that's not as easy as it is, and dishonorable discharge and so on and so forth. Well, I actually had a guy that I was a supervisor to within the past 6 months that he popped on a piss test. And he actually got out, didn't have to go through the whole NJP system because he played it smart. And that's really what it comes down to in these situations is playing it smart. When they shoved a bunch of paperwork in front of him saying, you know, hey, you popped on a pee test. Now you're going to NJP, you sign all this, and he said no.
What is NJP? I need help with that. What is it, NJP? What?
It's non-judicial punishment. It's where you go in front of you're basically admitting guilt, and you're going in front of your commanding officer and subjecting yourself to whatever punishment he sees fit.
Gotcha.
So, okay. And, I mean, he does
and that would be like cleaning the latrines or something like that?
Peeling potatoes? Or...
They do have guidelines as to what they can and cannot do.
Okay.
Typically, you know, you could get busted down in rank. You could be put on restriction where you have to come in and muster every so often. At least as far as the Navy goes, I can't speak for, you know, Army.
So what happened to this dude? You said they put a bunch of paperwork in front of him.
What was his smart move?
Yes, they put a bunch of paperwork in front of his face, and he said, no, I'm not signing anything until I talk to a JAG officer. So he basically lawyered up. And mm-hmm. gotten himself a JAG officer. The JAG officer walked him through everything. And he had to go in front of a review board. And the review board basically, you know, the JAG officer basically in front of the review board played up his kids and played up this, that, and the other. And he got out on a admin set.
Not admin what?
An admin separation. Meaning, you know, for administrative reasons, they're separating him. No one's ever going to see he got kicked out for smoke marijuana or anything like that. All they'll be able to see it was a admin stuff. And after 6 months, he can still come back and he can protest that and try to get himself an honorable discharge. So there are ways of doing this. You just have to know what you're doing. It's just like someone going up to a courthouse for a speeding ticket. If you know what you're doing, you can probably get yourself out of it.
You probably can get reduced, situation. But with a speeding ticket, they want your money. With somebody who has a dirty urine, they really don't want you anymore.
It's interesting, though. I'm glad you shared that story with us, Marshall. Anything else you want to get out there tonight?
Yeah. The other thing, too, I hope I didn't lose my train of thought here. The other thing, too, is with people saying, you know, not wanting to just not wanting to keep under command. The biggest, I don't know if you guys saw what the Navy did a couple years ago, or not a couple years ago, it was within the past year and a half, with the whole ERB Enlisted Review Board, where they looked at a bunch of people within a certain amount of service years, and they decided, you know, these 3,500 people, we don't want you anymore. You're out of the military. And no retirement benefits for some of them. Some of them did fall within a window where they got something, but a lot of them were close and really didn't get anything, nothing like what they should have for what they enlisted for. And, you know, it falls right in line with what you say about people who don't want to be there. Well, all these people that did want to be there and were doing a fantastic job, they got booted for, you know, a small little black mark on their record from, you know, 15 years ago.
Is my understanding the Marines do this, too. The Marines do this on a regular basis, that they drum people out.
The Navy even does it, too. It's, right now, it used to be where you could just, when you wanted to reenlist, you'd come and say, hey, I want to do another 4 years. Well, now, before you can do that, you're somebody in a building somewhere who looks at all your paperwork. They don't talk to you or any kind of stuff. They just look at your paperwork, and they decide whether or not the military wants to keep you or not. So you're basically applying to reenlist.
Hmm.
So you can't just raise your hand and say, I want to stay in the military anymore.
Why? What are their motivations for that?
Well, it really came along with the ERB and budget cuts and things like that. They decided, oh, we had to kick a bunch of people out. And part of it, too, was within the military, you know, at least in the Navy, you don't do every single job in the Navy. You have a specific rate. I work on aircraft. Some people work on, you know, the nuclear reactors in a carrier. Some people work on, you know, guns. There's all different jobs. And certain jobs had too many people in those jobs, and they said, well, this is how we're going to free up those jobs so that way you can get people advanced. But, you know, there's plenty of other people who just want to get out. And I think really what it comes down to is there needs to be a better path for allowing people to get out, because people that were calling in and saying, oh, well, you can go and you, an Article 8, an Article this, yeah, they have ways you can do that, but in order for you to do that,
months.
The commanding officer has to sign off on that.
And Marshall, thanks for your expertise tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you at 855, 450-FREE.
Yeah, everything I've ever heard about getting out of the military when they, you know, when it's not their idea is arduous as heck.
Eric is also listening to WNIS in Virginia. Hello, Eric.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, basically, here's the thing. When you were talking earlier about when you sign this contract to join the military, that who is signing the other side? Well, the person who's signing the other side is basically the commanding officer that is appointed to that place, who through the chain of command is representing the commander-in-chief. That is who you're signing the contract with. And it is very clearly stated on this contract that you will do whatever the commander-in-chief instructs you to do. And then you swear in twice before you actually join completely. It's more than just a regular contract. I mean, it's very clear.
Oh, I know. It's more than just a regular contract. But, you know, I mean, how many of these, how many people have gone to jail on the other side for violating their contract? How many commanders go to jail for, oh, well you know, we didn't treat the soldier right?
No, and I agree. But here's the thing is that one of the big problems is, you know, again, like you were talking about how, you know, you want human beings to fight the war. And the thing is when I joined the Army and I went down there, a lot of these guys, even though a lot of it, when they give you these contracts, they give you a chance to go over it. It's not like they're just go in front of you and they're like, sign this. And there are people, I mean, if somebody decides to sign a contract without reading the fine print, I mean, I'm sorry, but I personally don't really feel bad for them.
I don't feel that bad for them either. I'm not claiming that I feel bad for them. I do claim, though, that people, that these, it's a bad idea for on both sides of the situation to have this. I mean, I don't want people in the military who don't want to be there, and supposedly this is my government.
You're right, but here's the thing. You say you don't want people that aren't, you know, human beings, but here's the thing that I feel about it. The military doesn't necessarily want human beings.
No, they don't.
For their commanding officers, the ones who are never really put in the front line, those people, they want to be educated and know what they're doing. But the people that are actually put on the ground with the rifles, they want mindless drones that have actually been brainwashed to think that they have to do whatever this other guy, that just because he got his commission from the commander-in-chief, is telling him what to do is right.
Eric, thanks for your call and thoughts tonight. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can also reach us on Skype at username lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
If you are like most people, chances are you're malnourished. Most people do not get the 90 essential nutrients the body needs to survive. This lack of nutrition can lead to all sorts of health issues. If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. With the Healthy Start Pack, you get all the nutrients your body needs. With all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables, you get a supplement system that is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare. The Healthy Start Pack includes products backed by 40 years of science and millions of dollars in research, like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, EFA Plus 90, and OsteoFX Plus. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking the Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Toll-free number for you, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your comments on the military and how apparently they get to change their contract any old time they want to. And if you decide that you no longer are interested and don't go do certain things, then they'll put you in a cage. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number brought to you by SACL. We also can connect with you on Skype, so connect with us at username lrn.fm.
And if you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com is the place to go to get the name brands that you want at rock-bottom prices. Every time I've done any shopping for anything, and I've done quite a bit of shopping at ManVentureOutpost.com, every place I've ever checked for pricing has always been higher. So ManVentureOutpost.com, in my experience, is the lowest. You can go over there and check and see. I just checked recently. They've got some ammunition. 30-06 rounds are available there at, I can't remember what the pricing is, but, you know, like I said, rock-bottom prices. They've got rifle accessories, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, tents, apparel, water purification, whatever you need for the outdoor enthusiast in your life or yourself, it's ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right, let's continue with your calls. Brian's in Indy on the Amp Lines. Hello, Brian.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'm a former Marine. I was in for 6 years. I signed up when I was at the end of my 11th grade year. I begged my dad to go into the Marines. Mm. He tried to talk me out of it as a former Marine, and I was, you know, as a regular teenager, I thought I knew more than him, and he wanted to let me realize I wasn't, so he went ahead and signed for me. I went ahead and I went in, and I realized real quick that you no longer are an individual when you're in there. You sign up as kind of a, like you were talking about, an automaton, a group think type deal. And all these people I hear talking about, one, you know, this contracting, contract. Well, what other, group can sign a contract that allows you to have indentured servitude where you're going to be punished by jail time if you break that?
It essentially is essentially indentured servitude. It's been done away with in every respect except the military. And basically people feel that the relationship that of the employee and the military is different than the employee in the workplace. And until we get sort of divest ourselves of this religious fervor around the government, I'm not exactly sure, we're not even going to be able to have a conversation. Because people have advocated shooting people who want to get a different job on this show this evening. And
some have said 10 months was too little for this lady.
Crazy.
Ooh, oh, yeah, there's a lot of them that think that. And the sad part is a lot of, and I will have to admit, I mean, I was in that category back in the day, and luckily I've progressed down the path of liberty and learned from my mistakes, and I can kind of sort of understand the mentality of the brainwashing. Sure. It takes a while to unbrainwash yourself from the situation, but a lot of these people, if you listen to the underlying theme, everybody goes, well, you can get out, all you have to do is do this, all you have to do is do this. But did you notice that every single person that has gotten out, and I noticed this when I was in, had to commit a crime first to get out? Hmm. It wasn't like you could walk up to your commanding officer. Any of these people didn't want to say, oh, yeah, hey, man, I want to quit. I'm done. This is bull crap. I don't want to do this anymore. Hey, I think, you know, McDonald's was better for me. Whatever. They're going to not allow you out. And these people that tell you you can smoke dope and get out, that's a complete and utter lie. You're not going to get out that quick. I knew a guy when I was in the Philippines. He was with, I'm not going to mention his name, but he got drunk and got with a Filipino prostitute. They smoked some weed, and he came back and stayed with the P test. But he got popped, and all they did then was made his life miserable. They restricted him to base. They busted him down. They took his money. They took his pay for 2 months. In other words, he still had to do the work, but they took his pay for 2 months, and he was basically restricted to base and everything else, and they didn't give him the option to get out. They gave him the option to of misery. Well,
that's not what this guy said.
What they do.
The gentleman who called in and sort of gave a pattern for doing it said that you should get popped and then ask for a JAG officer and then you know, tell the JAG officer, look, I'd like to get out, and that they'll make that part of the sort of the plea deal, and you won't have to get this this non-judicial punishment or whatever it is that they're talking about.
Right, NJP. But NJP, basically, what NJP is basically you have a CLSO, all those guys, and they're, God, for lack of a better term, they're, you know, Judge Dredd. They get to come in and they get to judge you. They get to sentence you. They get to punish you. And you got to understand, most of these guys, how hard is it for the average 40-year-old? I'm 41. Mark, you're what, 42, 43?
Yeah, moving
along. How hard is it? And you're in your 30s. How hard is it to understand law?
Very difficult.
Most of these guys are... Right, most of these guys are 18, 19, yeah, right. 20 years old. Do you think they understand? Do you think they even have a an inkling of what the law is?
No
way. They sit down and throw a giant contract in front of you. Most of these people nowadays, most of these people that are sitting there going, "Oh, you signed a contract," blah, 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 are the same guys calling their cell phone company, bitching and complaining that they didn't realize that they got jacked and they got 3 more months and they have to pay an extra fine on it. Most of these people don't even pay attention to cell phone contracts.
When did
you're trying to tell an 18-year-old that if you don't follow this contract, but you know what? We're going to stick you in the front lines. We're going to shoot you in the face. We're going to make sure the enemy shoots you. We're going to throw you in a prison cell. We're going to lock you under the cell. We're going to sit there and do blanket parties on you. And believe you me, I was in there, and I'm not proud of it by any means, by any set. Sorry, I'm getting a little.
Did you know? I know. I appreciate the passion.
You're aggravated.
And no, I like
we,
that.
We beat people. And I'm sad. And, I'm not proud of what I did.
I don't blame you, man.
And we hurt people, and we did stuff to get them into the fold. I remember in boot camp, they tell these guys. I remember there's this guy. He got told he was a. He was the nicest guy. And this is my biggest regret. He was a pastor from Georgia, and his recruiter told him that he could join the Marines, get in, and spread the word of God.
Oh boy!
When he was in. He got in there. He couldn't tie his shoes. He couldn't march. And the drill, and he would get everybody in trouble. Anybody that screws up, everybody gets in trouble.
Right, sure.
So you're sitting there, and you're miserable. You're waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning. You're going to bed late at night. And they're just hounding you. And when somebody does something, and the drill instructor goes, you know what? He is beyond teaching. I can no longer teach this individual. I need you to help this recruit learn how to.
Brian, I want to hear how you helped this guy. That is your biggest regret. Hang on. I want to hear the rest of the story. We'll bring you back. 8:55. I really don't want to hear it because it sounds like it's going to be awful. But I do want him to finish the story. So we'll do that here in moments. 8:55, 4:53. What do they do to this recruit? It's Free Talk Live.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officers said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs. and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters Easy, A-R-M-O-R.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want at 855-450-FREE. Calls have centered around the military tonight. The discussion started with a lady who's going to prison for 10 months because she deserted the military. Various other tangents have gone on, but all kind of military-related. 855-450-FREE. We're going to return with Brian in Indianapolis here in a moment, former Marine, who is telling us his biggest regret. He says he's got a lot of regrets as far as the time he spent in the military, and it sounds like it's good that he's out of it. But he was telling us about a preacher who had signed on believing his recruiter's claims that he'd be able to spread God, or whatever his beliefs in God were, through the, I guess, barrel of a gun or something like that, and he bought into it, and turned out he was awful in boot camp, and that reflected on the whole crew that was going through boot camp together, and that's kind of where we left the story off. We'll continue with him in moments to what happened to him.
You can save up to 75% on your prescription medications with Save On Meds. You can make free trade work for you. Save On Meds uses pharmacies in the U.S., Canada, and New Zealand to bring you 75% off or up to 75% off on heart, cholesterol, and cancer drugs and more through inspected pharmacies and factories, independent third-party testing of generics for purity and strength. You can save now. It's $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis in 32-count generic packages. You can compare that to $25 here in the United States. Their pharmacies have been importing safe, reliable medicine to U.S. customers for 9 years. Get generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. I know the owner of this company, and I do have confidence in them. Call for a free quote and information. You don't have to order. Just find out whether or not they can save you, and just leave a message if they aren't able to answer. 888-6969-363. 888-6969-363. It's Save On Meds, 888-6969-363.
We're back with Brian. He's in Indianapolis, former Marine. You were telling us about boot camp where one of the guys was a preacher. He was really inept, and then the commanding officer in that case, or the trainer, said, "I give up. I'm going to leave it to you guys." What happened?
Yeah, just to clarify, it wasn't the officers. The actual people that are the drill instructors are what they call staff NCOs. You have a senior drill instructor, which is a higher-ranked staff NCO, which is a non-commissioned officer, which is basically an enlisted guy. And then you have other enlisted guys. The officers try to stay ignorant of what's going on in there.
I see.
Most of the time, they very rarely want to know what's going on in there. You very rarely have to go up in front of them. When you're in boot camp, I did once, but that was because my drill instructor beat the crap out of me, and he asked if I wanted to. He goes, what went on? And at that time, I'm young. I just wanted to get through, and I wanted to be a Marine. So I just said, nothing. Nothing happened. Everything's fine. I don't know what you're talking about. So he's like, okay, thanks. That's what I wanted to hear. And just let it go. Everybody knew what happened, but he just, you know, he had to go through the motions. But this guy, basically, after it was told to us that we needed to educate him. I wasn't a squad leader. I was just one of the guys who was just trying to get through, right? You know, I was just a regular dude in there. Mm-hmm. They came up and said, all right, look, man, this guy is, he's killing us, man. He's making us do all the push-ups and sit-ups and pull-ups, and we're doing all this crap. And what they do also, if you screwed up, they would take, like, your foot locker, and they'd empty it out, and they'd make a giant pile. They'd kick everybody's stuff into the middle,
ugh,
and they'd make you reenact the Mount Sarbat, you know, where you had the flag, you know, of Iwo Jima.
Iwo Jima, yeah.
And then the giant pile of clothes and underwear and everything else. You'd have to reenact that. I put in the platoon flag in that, and then you'd have a few minutes to get everything out, and then later on that night you'd have to sort out whose underwear was whose. I mean, you had it all stamped, but it was just one of those things. So it was aggravating. So you were really aggravated with this guy. So basically that night, everybody realized what was going to go down, except this guy, obviously. So they wait, everybody goes to sleep, they come around, tap everybody, everybody wakes up. And I know a lot of people say, oh, you put the soap in the sock. Well, now, most of us, we, you know, didn't care at that point. So people were grabbing boots, whatever they could grab, something hard,
oh,
something annoying, something
soap
that could hurt somebody.
Soap hurts anyway.
And
if you put a soap in a sock and you hit somebody with it, it hurts.
Oh, yeah, I'm not gonna deny it does,
yep.
But, you know, it's kind of cliche. I mean, everybody thinks that that's what happens because it's all Full Metal Jacket. And, you know, I remember I grabbed just a boot, and a lot of people just grabbed a boot. And they went through, and everybody went boom, 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 boom. Hit this guy, he was screaming and hollering. And I'm not proud of it.
Did he... Was he permanently injured or just beaten up?
No, he wasn't permanently injured, but I mean if anybody's ever been beat up pretty good, and it's not just you're getting beat up, but you realize you've been betrayed because you're taught that everybody in there is a brother, everybody in there is trying to do stuff. So when every single person that you have to turn to, because you can't turn to the drill instructors. Everybody else that you can possibly turn to is now turn their back on you. Not only turn their back on you, but beat the hell out of you and told you to get, you know, square yourself away, get, you know,
right,
this is going to happen every night.
As if getting beaten up is in any way, shape, or form going to make this guy, you know, tie his shoes better or march better or whatever it is that he's doing poorly. I mean, it's just the kind of ridiculousness that goes on in these.
Well, this is what we've been hearing all night, Mark, is that violence solves problems. Oh, what's that? You tried to desert the military? Well, let's just go ahead and put you in a prison cell for 10 months. Oh, you fell behind in the run today? Well, let's beat the hell out of him because that'll help tomorrow. I mean, because violence works is what these people believe. This is how they run their organization, so it shouldn't be a surprise. And I'm sorry
it's
that...
It's how human organizations have been run for thousands of years, and it's a really bad way to run organizations.
Yeah,
I mean, you want morale in the military? How about people want to stay there?
So what happened with this guy after that, Brian? Still there? Did we lose you? I think we lost him.
Sounds like he's gone.
Yeah, I don't think he could handle it anymore. He really seemed like he was taking that pretty serious.
It hurt him. It hurt him to do that to somebody else.
Obviously. 855-453 is the toll-free number. Chuck on the line and listening in Chicago to XM's Extreme Talk. Hello, Chuck.
Hey, how you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to tell you about an idea I came up with a while ago about a fundraising store location for the charities of all the victims of the terrorist attacks and the members of the military fighting in the war on terror.
Now, which terrorist attacks are you talking about?
Any of them.
So 9/11 or the Boston bombing?
Exactly. And military members coming out that, you know, if they haven't been injured but they need help relocating, getting another job, stuff like that. And if somebody doesn't have a charity, the store will create one for them. All the information is up on my website at ExposingTheLooseChange.com. I wrote 2 books that debunk the entire 9/11 conspiracy theory movement. I am going to put them in the store, and 90% of those proceeds are going to go to fund the store. If somebody writes their personal story, they will be able to put their book in that store, and maybe a small percentage will go into a fund. And if my books do not meet the bills for that store, then they will, that small percentage will go to help that store.
What about a fund for the kids that are killed by drone pilots and those kind of things around the world? I mean, I always feel like these things are...
I can't do everything.
It sounds like you're taking one side, though. I mean, this is a terrible, violent mess.
I'm taking one step, but, you know, my step might open the door for somebody else to do something else. But I'm talking about one location at a place so busy, like in Manhattan at the World Trade Center, where so many people visit every day.
You're talking about a physical storefront. You're not talking about, like, an online website.
Right, a physical brick-and-mortar store that these people can have all their fundraising items, T-shirts, whatever they have, bumper stickers, for sale in that store in one location.
Chuck, thanks for your call tonight. If you get it put together, you can reach out to Mark, and you can advertise it with us. We'd be happy to promote it for a cost. When you want to plug stuff, we can't really just, like, give you free plugs here. So 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, again, if you want to buy some ads, email Mark at mark@freetalklive.com. We're coming up.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosey Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you.
can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain in this live Saturday edition of the show. We got time for you and your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. You can also reach us on Skype. Our username there is lrn.fm. And in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
The both of us are going to be in San Jose in just about 2 weeks' time, just under 2 weeks, May 17th through the 19th. It's going to be Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. Now, we're pretty jazzed about Bitcoin on this show, but there are going to be people at Bitcoin 2013 who are even more into Bitcoin than Mark and myself. I mean, I like the Bitcoin, and I pay attention to it, and I like to wake up in the morning and see what the price is today, that kind of thing. Of course, it goes all over the place throughout the day as it goes on. But I definitely am a fan of Bitcoin. However, I have to admit, you know, I'm not really knowledgeable on the technical side of things. Those people are going to be at Bitcoin 2013. Visionaries, people who can, you know, see the future of Bitcoin, or at least what they want the future to be for Bitcoin, are creating ideas and concepts that are Bitcoin-centered and new projects and websites and things like the Bitcoin ATM machines that are in production in multiple places. Lots of exciting things. From what I understand, by the way, the Lamassu Bitcoin ATM or Bitcoin machine will be on display, a new prototype, which I'm very excited about.
Because at Bitcoin2013.com.
Correct.
As a matter of fact, there, as I understand, the prototypes are in production in Portugal right now.
That's correct. And so I'm looking forward to seeing that again, because we got to try the Bitcoin machine at the Liberty Forum earlier this year when it was a very early working model that kind of had the guts spilling out the back of it, and now they've got a fancy new case that they've designed for it and probably refined the procedure. And so it's going to be neat to see the exciting developments that are on the horizon. That's going to be happening at Bitcoin 2013. You're going to be there with people from Coinbase and NerdTribe, Facebook, BitInstant, lots of great groups, and probably a whole bunch of people you've never met before or heard of, and they're going to have interesting ideas to share too. So go to Bitcoin2013.com to get signed up. It is the future of payments, and it's happening in a couple weeks. Again, the 17th through the 19th in San Jose. We're looking forward to seeing you there, because Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live both Friday and Saturday. Those are afternoons on the West Coast. And also maybe Sunday. We're looking at doing a Sunday show there as well. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and we look forward to seeing you at Bitcoin2013.com to get signed up. Rob is listening in our hometown of Sarasota, Florida, to WSRQ. Hello, Rob.
How's it going, guys? I've called in before, Mark and Ian, and you're doing a good job there, buddy. I appreciate it.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I wanted to just touch base on these guys who were trying to get out of the service. Actually, I graduated from high school in 69, and back then it was a draft. It was still active, and I served about 2 years before they ended the draft. It left a kind of a bitter taste in my mouth, and I went out and did my time. But, you know, I got stationed aboard an aircraft carrier, about 5,500 guys on a ship. And there was lots of guys who tried to get out back in those days, and it was pretty tough to get out of the service. If you went AWOL, it was like that movie, The Last Detail. They round you up, bring you back to the ship, did time in the brig, and the time that you were gone, they headed to your, if you had a four-year deal, you got 4 years.
Oh, man.
So it made it even worse, you know. So they punished you pretty good. And I've had guys jump off the ship when the ship was pulling out of a port, and they swoop them right out of the water with a helicopter. I've had guys punch a captain in the face, try to get out of the service then. I've had guys put a flashlight wrapped with rope and duct tape and put in a bomb magazine and get the ship turned around in circles just to try to get a BC, get out of the service at that time.
But incredible.
Today, you don't want to be there. Educated kids. Now, the payback then, I made $124 every 2 weeks. So today, I have a friend who's a sergeant, is a recruiter in Bradenton, Florida. Make a $60,000 a year, big difference in pay. And today, if you don't want to be there, it's not that hard to get out. You just, you know, someone wants to whoop up on you, then you have to stand up for yourself. I mean, they're going to make a man out of you one way or another. But there's ways of getting out, and if you get out of the service, you got to understand, if you get out with a general discharge or administrative discharge, and you get out after 180 days, you're getting all the benefits that someone stays for 4 years or 20 years. So it's, you know,
really?
If you're going to try to get out, do it right. Yeah, that's what we're missing here in the picture. So if you're going to do 4 years, because you signed on the dotted line and you feel like you committed, I signed it, I'm going to do it and stick to my guns. I'm going to ride it out, and I'm responsible. If you mortgage a house or bought a car, you want to pay it off or do what's right. I mean, you're done. You don't make the mistake the second time. But if you get a general or administrative discharge, they're getting full benefits. So for somebody staying in for 4 years, it kind of leaves.
You're saying, just to clarify, you're saying if they've stayed in for 4 years and then they decide to leave later?
No, for 180 days.
180 days.
I'm confused. You're saying if you quit the military within 180 days of starting, you get full benefits?
You get out after 180 days and receive one of the two discharges, administrative or general.
After 180. So if you've been in for a half a year, is that after boot camp or?
Well, 180 days will be 3 months in boot camp, 3 months at a ship or
okay.
a duty station school. You will receive that if you stay out of trouble. My brother was one of the people who received the general discharge, and after 180 days, they returned to honorable discharge, full benefits. So it kind of leaves a bitter taste with someone who stays for 4 years versus somebody.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, I can see why it would, and I don't see any reason why those people should.
They shouldn't get the
benefits. We've advocated here on the show is a changing of the rules, and that would seem like it would be a fair changing of the rules,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, if you don't stay in for the full term, you shouldn't get the bennies, right? That doesn't make any sense.
But I just want to mention one thing. I was a victim of a supervisor or a petty officer, a superior to me, who threatened me to do something, and he said if I didn't do it, he was going to punch me in the face, you know. Well, that was a big mistake because I took it on, and I gave him the two shots in the face. And it cost me $150 per punch in front of the captain. Within about 15 minutes of this altercation, I was before the captain, $150 per punch, and 15 days restriction, 15 days of extra duty aboard ship, only in port. And the captain says to me, that if he did that to me, when I hit him and I told him that he would have a problem on his hands, he said, "Well, you got hand trouble." I said, "Well, sir, you have no right touching me neither." And that's pretty much it.
Was it worth it? Was the $150 per hit worth it?
Oh, sure, but I gained respect for them. But no one was going to walk on me from there on out. My 4 years of service, and you know what? I didn't have no one whipping up on me. I said,
"Thanks for the call, Rob. I appreciate your story tonight."
You know, I haven't worked at
Sounds
too many
like prison.
I haven't worked at too many places where the boss threatens to punch me in the face. I mean, you know, good Lord, why wouldn't you walk away from that place?
It's crazy. So you can bring up whatever you want. That is the point here of Free Talk Live. Mark, there was something you wanted to share tonight about the terror watch list or the suspect list. This isn't the no-fly list that you're going to tell me about.
Right. This is from Reuters.com, so, you know. Sounds believable to me. It says, apparently the number of names on a highly classified U.S. central database used to track suspected terrorists has jumped to 875,000 from 504,000 only 5 years ago. This is according to a U.S. official familiar with the matter. And this includes this Tamerlan Tsarnaev, who is on this list. His name was added in 2011. And a lot of people have given the feds, the FBI, a lot of trouble over this Tsarnaev deal. You know, you should have, it's not like you didn't know who this guy was. You interviewed him and you know who he was and stuff. But I think that the problem is really goes quite deep. There's 875,000 people on this list. That's an incredible number, and a number beyond the human mind's ability to comprehend.
Mm-hmm.
It's so large. And there's no way the FBI can keep an eye on that many people. There's no way that the FBI could have kept an eye on Tamerlan Tsarnaev and his brother and all that stuff. It's just ridiculous
to
think so.
I mean, how many FBI agents are there? Not that many.
Not nearly that number. And if you look at what the Tsarnaevs said and what Osama bin Laden said when they talked about why they did it, and I should be saying this is the Jokar Tsarnaev. Tamerlan isn't doing a heck of a lot of talking these days. They can't even find, by the way, a burial ground to put this guy.
36,000 employees of the FBI.
Yeah, and if you listen to what they say... It's because of the wars in the Middle East. It's because of the military occupation of the Middle East. It's because of U.S. Foreign intervention in the Middle East and aid
That's
to...
That's what the Tsarnaevs apparently believed, and also Osama bin Laden.
Right. So if you listen to what these people say, who are willing to kill in order to get what to get their message across, it seems like it's worth just sort of understanding what they have to say. You know... The problem isn't the FBI. The problem is the foreign policy. If the foreign policy wasn't so bad and wasn't so intrusive and didn't support foreign dictators and, you know, foreign kings and sheiks and that kind of thing, if they didn't put in these puppet regimes, then the FBI wouldn't have to try to protect you from 875,000 people who are on this watch list.
Sorry, that's just not possible. There's
not
no
possible.
Way they can keep you safe.
The only thing you can do is advocate for the military to get the heck out of the Middle East.
It's true. And if more military members were willing to act on their conscience and not do what they're told to do when it is wrong, obviously, maybe that would help. But most of them aren't willing to do that because they're scared of the break. We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864, extension 1. That's 866-869-6864, extension 1. Or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.